They wouldn't believe that he was God. They wanted to make him a nice man. They wanted to make him a prophet. He was a nice man and he was a prophet. But he was more than that. That's the common teaching today, that he's just a good man. He was a prophet. He was nothing short of Emmanuel. He was God manifested in Jesus Christ, his Son, making him and the Father one. That's all he could be. Zechariah 14:7, I might say this, speaks of the evening lights and message again at the end time. Did you notice that? As many as followed Moses, seen the pillar of fire that identified him, on Mount Sinai, he had testified of and spoke of this pillar of fire being in a bush. And it told him this message. Many of them wouldn't believe it. But as many as followed him out of Egypt, come up out of the world, they crossed the sea of separation and went into the wilderness, saw the same pillar of fire that he spoke of, vindicating that shepherd prophet to be the shepherd of the sheep. They saw it, and many of them still didn't believe it. After they saw it, notice how, again, the never-changing God, the great shepherd prophet, took them that stayed by him and with his ministry to Mount Olive, the great shepherd prophet, the one we're speaking of, Jesus. He then heard the Father, the same pillar of fire, vindicate him that vindicated Moses. Amen. The same God that Moses spoke of, come over Moses and prove by a pillar of fire that he was Jehovah. That was leading Moses. God was in his shepherd prophet. Here he takes the other shepherd prophet, the great prophet, the real sheep, Jesus, and takes the choice of three men and takes them up on top of Mount Olives, and there a vindicated Jesus and even excommunicated himself from all other people, said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." And when they looked up, they saw no man save Jesus only. Right. He was the one. Now that settles it as far as I'm concerned. See? Shekinah. Space. Moses was in the presence of the Shekinah on Mount Sinai. It changed his face. When he come down, he had to put a veil over his face. The shepherd prophet Moses, who Jehovah was in a potion. Just a potion, his face. He had the word in his mouth. But notice, when the great shepherds was in the presence of the Shekinah, what did it do? It changed his whole countenance. He wasn't just part of God, he was all of God. He was Emmanuel,